Raul H. Castro is receiving the Global Diplomat Award. The Consular Corps of Arizona is honoring him and creating a scholarship in his name. Castro started his public service career in 1958 when he was elected to the Pima County Superior Court and made history in 1974 when he became the first Mexican-American governor of Arizona. Castro is also the oldest living former governor in the U.S.
Well, I'm 97 years of age.
Castro says Arizona's reputation when it comes to political, economic, and social issues is not great, but it has come a long way since his youth.
So I was born in Mexico, came to the United States as a young man. The schools were segregated. I had to go to a segregated school, and a lot of impediments.
Castro says he faced discrimination early in his career when he was not allowed to get a teaching job in a school district that did not hire Mexican Americans. The former U.S. ambassador has one piece of advice for public servants today.
There's a saying in Spanish, hablando se entiende la gente. Where there's dialogue, there's understanding. We must make an effort to talk to each other.
He retired in 2006 and lives in Nogales, Arizona. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.